In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So here we are in volume 35, October 31st, 1937. At this point, you know, volume 35 and volume 36, I look at it as the summary of the divine will. It's the conclusion. God's coming to an end of explaining the divine will to Louisa. And it's really the volume 35 and 36 we had always. Volume 35 and volume 36 were in Louisa's room. Louisa was writing volume 35 when all the books were confiscated. Then she wrote volume 36. So after she died, Aunt Rosaria, this is Father Bucci's aunt, had those books, and she was the first one to read all, you know, read and study all 36 volumes with Louisa. Because Louisa would be teaching constantly. And Aunt Rosaria gave these books to Father Bucci. And Father Bucci was the first priest to read all, you know, basically 1 through 19 and 35 and 36, where Aunt Rosaria was taught by Louisa volume 1, basically all the way through to volume 36. She would constantly be going over this and talking about it and to those that were around her. And Father Bucci was so excited about it because at that point, Archbishop Carata, he studied Louisa. He knew about Louisa when he was a seminarian. And he gave these books. He says, Archbishop, you have to read this. You have to see what Jesus is going to bring to the world. And Archbishop Carata studied it. And after that, the books were confiscated, and somebody has them. And Archbishop Cassati asked that all the books, all the things of Louisa be returned to Corrado, to the Diocese of Trani, which they're still waiting for. They're still waiting for that to happen. But I know that one day everything will be in proper order. Everything will be done according to what the Lord wants. And but what we have right now is we have volume 35 and 36. And so Jesus is telling Louisa, look, this is what I want you to do. It's the culmination of everything that Jesus taught Louisa. First, volume 1 through volume 10, how to become a divine mirror of Jesus Christ, how to become a saint. And this is what we've been doing for the last 2,000 years, trying to figure out how to do this. And so there are many, what do you want to say, religious groups who are studying, like St. Francis studying his teachings, St. Benedict studying his teachings, St. Dominic studying his teachings. And there's many other groups of their founder or foundresses where they're studying how they lived. I was just reading this morning something on St. Teresa. And this is what, like, now Jesus, everything points to the divine will. It's the fullness of what God wants us to receive in a saintly way. That's why volume 1 through volume 10, you will become a saint if you really put into practice everything that Jesus taught from volume 1 through volume 10. And then from that, you will then enter into, Jesus says, the teachings that I have given to no one until this time. And that is how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's volume 11 through volume 19. And then finally, which no one read, really. There's a few, like Aunt Rosaria knew about it. Father Bucci knew a little bit from volume 35 and 36. But to enter, to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. St. Annibal de Francia never read it. He died before volume 20 through 36 was revealed to Louisa. And what God is doing is he's trying to get us ready. So with St. Teresa, listen to this. I have frequently noticed that Jesus doesn't want me to lay up provisions. This is interesting. He nourishes me at each moment with a totally new food. And this is what he says to Louisa. The divine will is the food that you do not know of. He says, this is what Adam lived on. This is the food that Jesus and Mary lived on. And what we have right now is we have the Holy Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. And for 15 minutes after we receive Holy Communion, we are in communion with God. And this is why the Holy Mass ends, because at that point, we are to be adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God and glorifying God. Not fellowship. It's to be in communion with our God, our Savior, our Lord, our Master, our King. And that's why the Holy Mass ends, because it does not want to interfere with our communion with Jesus. So here she says, he nourishes me at each moment with a totally new food. This is what we're going to read about now, but a deeper level that the saints didn't know. He says, I find within me without knowing how it is there. So Jesus says, the kingdom of God is within you. And now he's opening up this life that St. Teresa is talking about. I believe it is Jesus himself hidden in the depths of my poor little heart. That's what he says to Louisa. He says, will you make your heart my throne? So God goes farther than what he taught the saints, because it's not just doing the will of God, like with St. Teresa Lisieux, but to enter into living in the will of God, which Jesus and Mary possessed, which they gave to Louisa. She says this, he has given me the grace of acting within me, making me think of all he desires me to do at the present moment. So here, it's a more fully full understanding of what God wants for us. So he says to Louisa, this is volume 35, I want you, I desire you, I dream of you. You must do this. He says, this is what I, God, want, that you ask for my will in your sufferings. Okay. A lot of people say, well, how do you do the will of God? Well, do the will of God, listen to the saints. They'll show you how to do the will of God. To live in the will of God, the only one that can teach you that is Louisa. You can't find it in any other book. So when God has done, what God has done is he's given us the book of heaven so that we can enter into this abundant life. Times are changing. Everything's happening right now. And so what our God is saying, I want you to ask for my holy divine will in your sufferings. I want you to ask for my holy divine will in the food that you eat. I want you to ask for my holy divine will in the water that you drink. I want you to ask for my holy divine will in the way you work. I want you to ask for my holy divine will in your sleep. So this is the rounds. This is the beginning of the rounds. This becomes our life. Our life is to live the way of heaven and no longer the way of earth. That's what Our Lady taught Louisa. She says, I will teach you the way of heaven and no longer the way of earth. So our job is to, how do we get closer to our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King? How do we get closer to our mother, Mary? How do we get to begin to live this abundant life? Well, Jesus showed us the way and the how this is done. So he says, this is what God want you, desire you. You must do this. This is what I've commanded, to ask for my holy divine will in your sufferings. Somebody asked the other day, why do we suffer? We're all suffering. Nobody here on earth is without suffering. We suffer physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. We've gone through sufferings basically even before we were born. When you look at our parents, our grandparents, our great grandparents, all the way back to Adam and Eve, there's a lot of mistakes that have been made. And what God is asking us to do is to repair for everyone and for everything. And we can begin with our families. Every one of us has been wounded. Every one of us has been entering into this abundant light. When you read Father Ripinger's book on deliverance, the lay person's book on deliverance, in the back of the book, there are hundreds, if not thousands of words, just this sin and this sin and this sin and this sin. All of us have gone through that. It could have been, you know, the people that you lived with, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your teachers, your governors, your presidents, you know, giving you bad information, where we fall into believing that which is not totally and completely correct. So all of us have been wounded in it to a degree that Jesus says, now what I want you to do for this kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven, amid all the suffering that you have gone through, he starts with suffering. I want you to call upon my divine will, ask for my divine will in your sufferings. So when we think about what we've gone through, each and every one of us has been wounded, some very, very deeply wounded, to the point where, let's just think of just physically, if your foot has been wounded so severely that you can't walk on it, you can't walk properly. That's just physical. But the spiritual, I tell the principals that, of Catholic schools, if there's trouble in the school, it's spiritual. And that's where you have to start. And what you should do is have priests come in to help the students through their spiritual sufferings that they're going through, the spiritual trials that they're going through. And I know people say, well, it's physical, it's psychological, it's emotional. Yes, but it starts the spiritual, because as St. Paul says, we're not fighting humans. We're fighting principalities and powers. So, I mean, like we've always mentioned, the reason the hospitals are full, the reason the psychiatric units are full, the reason the prisons are full, is that the priests have not done what Jesus said. They're to free everybody. It's the priest's job to do this. And that's why he says, I've given you power over demons. What Jesus says to Luisa is, I'm going to reform my priesthood. So what you see going on right now, don't complain. Jesus says, I'm getting everything ready for a new beginning for everyone and for everything, especially the priesthood. It's going to be an amazing situation that the priests are going to go through. And he gives Luisa the teachings of why it has to happen through his priests. And that's the reason why in teaching the divine will, Jesus says it should be the priests who teach, not the lay people. Why? What do lay people do? Well, you see it in every Protestant denomination who have broken away from the Catholic faith, the Catholic truth. One person says, this is what it means. Another person says, this is what it means. Another person says, this is what it means. And the denominations, 40,000 denominations are breaking apart, forming new communities with, no, this is the way to do it. There's no military formation, if you want to say. There's no army of God under the direction of a general. Our general is the Blessed Mother. Under her is Saint Michael. Jesus has said, this is what I want. And Jesus stands back and watches. Let's see what happens. But he gives all the grace to his mother. And through the Blessed Mother, Michael obeys. She's the one that crushes the head of Lucifer. So what's very important is that when you enter into these words that Father Ripinger talks about, each and every one of us has gone through all those words. And that's why confession is so important. The only way to break certain curses, hexes, and spells, which are all over the place, we want blessings, but the evil one wants curses. And a lot of people curse themselves continuously. How do you do it? Well, I'm no good at that. Oh, I'm terrible at that. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I'm not. We are sons and daughters of God. We are sons and daughters of God. We are called to live in a royal, with royal garments, heavenly garments. That's why we wear the scapular. We pray the rosary. We meditate on Christ crucified. We meditate on the birth of Jesus. We meditate on what Our Lady did. We look at our memory, and we want to fill it with Jesus and Mary. And then with our human will, Jesus says, now it's time for the human will to get back in order. The priesthood's going to be back in order. The church is, he's ironing the bride's dress. The stains are being removed from her dress. She's going to be beautiful. So don't panic. God is in charge. God is going to bring about such great blessings. And he says to Louisa, do you want to work with me to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven? You have to remember what Jesus said. It was really shocking when I first read it. He says, they're trying to destroy my priests. They're trying to destroy my church, to Louisa. And then he says to Louisa, they're trying to kill all of us. They're trying to destroy humanity. And then what is Jesus' next words? He says to Louisa, let them do what they're doing. He says, evil has to exhaust itself. Why? He says, you and I, Louisa, with my mother, are going to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Do you want to help me? And she said yes, and now we say yes. Yes, Lord. So where is the kingdom of God? Jesus says, it's within you. So he wants within us that heavenly life. So what does it mean to ask for my divine will in your suffering, in your food, in the water that you drink, in the work that you do, in your sleep? What does that mean? It means to begin to live heaven, peace, joy, and happiness. Again, we have total confidence in Jesus. The final devotion, Jesus said, that I give to my church before I return, the final thing I'm giving to my church before I return, the final devotion is, Jesus, I trust in you. Because what's happening? We're gonna hit some bumpy roads. It's going to be bumpy. But God wins. Jesus says, not to worry, not to be fearful, not to be anxious, not to be complaining, not to be negative. Don't look at the darkness. Don't curse yourself. Live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. As Our Lady keeps on saying, if you want peace in the world, it must begin here. It must begin in your families. Yeah, with the people that are around you, you have to give the peace, the joy, and the happiness. Like I've said before, you know, one of my best friends lived a life of misery. All she wanted to do was complain. Even on her deathbed, she was complaining. And I would say to her, you know, you're going to spend a long time in purgatory. Everything that you're miserable about, you've got to say to Jesus, thank you. Help me to get through this. We can't be cursing ourselves to the point of death, because then we're going to have to suffer the flames of purgatory. And St. Thomas Aquinas says the flames of purgatory are the flames of hell, but they're not everlasting. So what is Jesus doing? He's given us the book of heaven. He says, basically, I want you to ask for the kingdom of God on earth, in us, on earth as it is in heaven. And all that you think, say, and do, and all that you suffer, and all, even sleeping, I want you to call for the kingdom of God. This has to become your life. Now, this is Vine 35. This is the summary. God is getting us ready for this new and abundant life. As John Paul said, we're entering a new and divine way of holiness. Yes, we have the lives of the saints showing us how to do the will of God. But now we have the book of heaven, how to live in the will of God. And so therefore, Jesus is saying to us, you are the ones that I've chosen to be alive at this time. You are the ones that you are the ones that I want to begin to live heaven on earth in a way that the saints only dreamed of. See, he's teaching us through what he taught Louisa. So he says this, I want you to commit your breath and your heartbeat to ask that my divine will come and reign. Every heartbeat, every breath Now, that's two things that happen continuously with us. So Jesus says, what I want you to do is in the morning when you do your prevenient act, he says, I want you to surrender your breath, your heartbeat, for no other reason but to ask that my divine will may come to reign on earth as it is heaven. This is the reason you're alive today, because the kingdom is coming. And he says, I want to share my glory with all my children. So he says, so I've caused you to be alive today because I'm going to bring to you, the little children, the holy divine will, into my divine masterpiece. You're going to become my divine masterpiece. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to say, okay, or fiat, let it be done as you say. So we learn this from Louisa. We learn this from Jesus and Mary, who taught Louisa. We go to Louisa because Louisa is the link. He says, me and my mother are one link. He says, you, Louisa, are the first link to Mary and Jesus. And then he says, and all of humanity will be linked to you, Louisa, if they want the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And that's what we want. We want more than anything to share this DNA, if you want to say, of Jesus. We want to possess this DNA of Jesus. Why? We want to be true children of Jesus. We want this DNA of Mary. Why? Do we want to be true children of Mary? We want this abundant life of Jesus, the new Adam, and Mary, the new Eve. So our Lord is saying to us, I'm going to show you how and why this is going to happen. And this is why he says very, very clearly. He says, in the morning when you do your prevenient act, as soon as you wake up, you commit your breath, your heartbeat to ask that my divine will may come to reign on earth as it is in heaven. So this abundant life of Jesus, this abundant life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, is given to us so that we can begin to live this reign, this life of redemption, this kingdom of redemption that Jesus and Mary brought to us. He says, in this way, everything will be an opportunity for you to ask for my divine will. So Jesus is saying, I'm going to show you how in everything that you think, say, and do, you're going to be asking that the kingdom come. Why you are alive today is to help bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Your prayers, basically praying the Our Father, your prayers, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, are going to be fulfilled. It is going to happen. Jesus says this is a divine decree, as creation was a divine decree, as redemption was a divine decree. Now sanctification is a divine decree. So Jesus is saying, you have to understand why you're alive today. You're alive to be one with Jesus and Mary, the new Adam, through Louisa, the newborn, so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. How glorious is this, that our God has given us this great opportunity to read and study and put into practice the truths that Jesus has given to us through Louisa. This book of heaven is, Jesus says, it's like no other book on earth. He said, it's the only book that will transform a soul. Now, why? Because Jesus is speaking to Louisa. Louisa is writing down everything that Jesus said for us. Not only for her, because she memorized everything. She knew what the divine will is about. And if when you read, you'll read in volume one, how she'll talk about these suns in the sky, S-U-N-S. These are the acts that she does. And at the end of her life, she basically says, I see all these suns that I have produced, these miracles of I love you to God. Life of Jesus and Mary is being reproduced in a human. See, right now we consecrate ourselves to Jesus and Mary. We consecrate our families to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We consecrate ourselves to the Holy Angels so that we can work with them to what? Bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus says, in this way, everything that you think, everything that you say, everything that you do will be an opportunity for you to ask for my divine will. Even the sun that fills your eyes, fiat. The wind that blows upon you, fiat. The sky that lays over your head, fiat. Everything must be an occasion for you to ask me, God, for my holy divine will to reign in the midst of creatures. So what happens is our prayer life changes. A lot of times, you know, we are praying for our families. And that becomes our whole life. Look at Saint Augustine's mother. Boy, my mind is gone. Monica, is it Monica? And you think about that. She prayed and prayed and prayed. She even prayed. She told her son, don't go to Rome. You go to Rome and you're going to die a pagan. You're not going to get to heaven. And he went to Rome and she prayed and prayed. Our job is to say to Jesus, and this is what Jesus says to Louisa. He says, you do what I want, Jesus says, and I'll do what you want. So all the gray hair that you're getting for worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and even sin, all that doesn't have to be there. Why? Because Jesus says, you do what I want and I'll do what you want. I want my family in heaven. I want all the nieces and nephews in heaven. And at this point, we got to pray, or live in the divine will. And Jesus says, I'll take care of it. I don't want you to worry about this. You're concerned, but I want you to be concerned about my entire family from Adam to the last person that'll ever exist. I want you to live this abundant life so that they can share in this divinity with you. That's what the priest says every day at Holy Mass by putting the drop of water in the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. So this sharing in divinity, as Saint Peter says in 2 Peter, he says, we are called to be divinized. And I know so many people, they're at wit's end, worried, fearful, complaining, negative. And Jesus says, you do what I want. I'll take care of what you want. I'll get it done. But he says, what I need is I need for you to work with me, Jesus says, so that the kingdom can be established. Why? When the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, the devil's been banished from heaven. So when heaven comes to earth, the evil one is going to be banished from earth. And what does God say about that? No more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. Heaven will be here. We have to understand, when Our Lady appeared to Bruno in 1947 and told him, time has now come to an end, it's not the end of the world. It's the end of the reign of Lucifer. God gave Lucifer 100 years. And what did we talked about this before, but what happened in July of 2001? The Chinese government said, we are now celebrating our 100th year. What does that say to us? The 100 years is over. We should be rejoicing. Yeah, you might not see it right now, but it's over. It's like, you know, washing clothes. You know, you get some clothes, if you've ever worked with tar, you know, you get tar on you and you try to clean it and it takes a while. It's the same, but it's over. The tar is little by little disappearing when you're cleaning until finally you get it back to where it was. And that's what God is asking. He's asking us to trust in him that he is going to do this. God is going to do this. And even if it looks impossible, like Monica with St. Augustine, God's going to do it. There's nothing to worry about. See, Jesus, I trust in you, says that I have total confidence in you as my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. This is the final devotion that Jesus is giving to his holy church before what? Before he returns. You got to remember this. Our Lady with Bruno, time is over. Our Lady to Father Gobi, everything's completed. There are certain miracles that have to happen, certain events that have to occur, and Jesus says they're going to happen. And he says he's going to shake the earth. And again, the shaking isn't bad. Some people, I mean, we in our area, the Shakers were here. They would bounce up and down in their house. The whole house would shake. And that's why they call them the Shakers. They were singing. They were praising God. What's coming is joy. What's coming is happiness. What's coming is the kingdom. And so, yes, there will be shaking, but it's not all negative. A lot will be praising God and loving God and glorifying God and worshiping God. Others will be shaking in fear because they know they didn't want God ever in their life. And they're on the edge of the abyss. Our job, Jesus says, is to pray for everyone and everything, to repair and redo. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics and kindle us the fire of your love. This fire that's coming down from heaven, it's symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The love of Jesus and Mary is going to come upon the earth to consume the world in love. And there will be some who will be wailing and grinding their teeth, and others will be in ecstasy. Jesus says, I have to give you what you want. What's coming for the little children of the Holy Divine? Well, that's why Jesus says the survivors of this great chastisement will be the little children in the Holy Divine will. They want this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. So what Jesus is asking us is to begin to live this abundant life. Your prayer life is going to change. Continuously, I want you to ask for my divine will to reign on earth as it is in heaven. Come, divine will. Come, divine will. Reign on earth as it is in heaven. This is what Jesus is saying. Everything that you think, say, and do. He says, in everything, he says, the sun, the wind, the sky, everything must be an occasion for you to ask me, God, for my holy divine will to reign in the midst of humanity. So even tragedy, you know, God, I mean, Jesus did that. Remember the only son of a widowed mother on a litter. They're carrying him to bury him. And Jesus stops the litter, touches the boy, and raises him back to life. And he says to Luisa, as I raise this little boy back to life, I'm going to raise humanity back to what humanity is supposed to be, living, not dead, not dead in sin. So he's saying to us, would you work with me, Jesus says, to accomplish what I have planned from the beginning of time? And then he says again, why are you alive today? Because I've chosen you to be alive today, to work with God, me, he says, so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. That's what Jesus says. This is the greatest time to be alive. Yes, it looks pretty unsettling to say the least, but there's nothing to worry about. Jesus, I trust in you. The final devotion, Jesus, I trust in you. I believe in you. I hope in you. I have confidence in you. I have confidence in nothing else but you, Lord. You and your mother. And that's why Jesus says to us, are you willing to begin to live this abundant life now amid all the confusion, amid all the unsettling? It's going to get rough. Jesus describes it as a birth. The pains are going to be more and more intense and more frequent until the baby comes, until the kingdom is established. It's going to get rough. But Jesus says this to Luisa. He says, the kingdom will come on earth as if by magic. He says this in volume 24. He says, all of a sudden, the kingdom will be here. And everyone will say, how did the kingdom come? This is your family. This is your friends. This is your neighbors. This is your coworkers who you're praying for. They're going to say, how did this kingdom come? And Jesus says, it came because of Luisa and the souls linked to Luisa. That's our job. Our job is to be filled with peace, joy, and happiness. And what the evil one does, and then the evil one doesn't want us happy. So God uses the evil one to test us. Are you going to be peaceful in this situation? Or are you going to be complaining? Are you going to be peaceful in this situation? Or are you going to be miserable? Are you going to be peaceful in this situation? Or are you going to be negative? Jesus says those that are peaceful, joyful, and happy are anticipating heaven. Those that are worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative are anticipating hell. Why? That's where they're living. They're living in misery. Like I said to my dear friend who was dying and complaining, I said, you got to stop this. She went to daily mass. She wore the scapular. She prayed the rosary every day. But she was completely miserable. And that's what I said to her one time. I said, you love your miserable life. You don't want to be freed. All you have is your miserable life, and you want to stay alive with your misery. See, our job is to let go of everything so that we can embrace the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary through Louisa. Everything, give up everything so that the kingdom can begin to reign in us on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus knows this. He sees this in us. So what has he done? He's given us the book of heaven. And then he steps back and he says, it's all here. Every question, Jesus said this to Louisa, every question that a human has is answered in the book of heaven. Every fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin is answered. Jesus says, this is how you avoid it. This is how you can live without it. This is how you can live a happy life, a joyful life, a peaceful life. This is how you can live heaven if you want it. So when you're reading the book of heaven, it's very, very interesting. I've had people question and they go, what about this? And before you answer that, you go, well, God said, what about this? Okay, God said, what about this? God said, you can't get a word in. Everybody is filled with questions. That's why those that read the divine will are peaceful. All their questions are being answered. And sometimes you'll read something and sometimes you'll go, how does this happen then? Okay. And keep on reading. Three pages later, there's the answer. And you go, he's instantaneous. And what happens is you'll be reading and you'll go, oh, that's what he said back then. Oh, now I understand. If it's Jesus is speaking to you and he expands your capacity to understand him, not completely. He's expanding your capacity to understand things that before were baffling. That's our God. Why is he the Word? He wants to be known. He wants us to understand him. He wants us to believe in him. And we're not going to understand completely. St. Thomas Aquinas says that we're going to enter into the awe of God for all eternity. And that to me is you're looking at God and going, you are so beautiful. You are so perfect. You are so loving. You are so kind. You are so generous. We're in awe of God for all eternity. 100 million years from now, we will still be in awe because God is going to reveal himself for all eternity. And we will never completely understand him, but we will be in the presence of God. And what's the scripture says? Jesus says this. What we are now is children of God. What we are going to become, we do not know. But what we do know is we will become like him because we will see him as he is. We're going to see God. And as Catholics, we already see God. That's why we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him and worshiping him. We're with God. And it's not a place to sit down and read a book. It's a place to fall in love with God. That's Jesus is going to show us how to do that. He tells Louisa how to do it. And as you read, as you study, Jesus is going to explain to you personally the why and the how this is going to happen in each of our lives, if we wish. God's going to do it. So he says this, by doing this, asking for my divine will and the rain in the midst of creatures, in the midst of your family, in the midst of your friends, in the midst of your neighbors, in the midst of your parishioners. He says, everything must be the occasion for you to ask for my divine will to reign in the midst of creatures. When you're shopping, when you're in your parish, when you're at home having dinner, Jesus is there in the midst of creatures. The kingdom is there in the midst of creatures. How? By being within you, reigning in you. Peacefully, Jesus is there. Joyfully, Jesus is there. Happily, Jesus is there. And your family changes. Your neighborhood changes. Your parish changes. Everything changes. Why? Because Jesus, Our Lady says, if you want peace in the world, it must begin here. Jesus must be here. Mary must be here. And God shows us how and why this is going to happen through Luisa. That's why we read. So he says, by doing this, you will place many pledges in my hands. What are the pledges? Of your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners. The first of which will be the whole of your being. You have to start this by being peaceful, joyful, and happy so that you won't even move without asking for my divine will to be known and desired by everyone, past, present, and future, beginning with you and then your family and then your friends, then your neighbors, then your coworkers. It's an explosion of I love you. That's what's happening to God. So great things are right around the corner. This is the most amazing time to be alive. It's the most amazing time to ever live because it's the fullness that's coming. Jesus says, I'm going to crown my church with this gift of the divine will. Why? It's completed. My bride, Jesus says, my bride will be beautiful. He's crowning his church with the wedding feast, the marriage, which Jesus says is heaven. That's where we're going. That's what God has planned. So I end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name under the mantle of Mary through the intercession of Luisa. And we pray that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. And we'll see you next week.